Today on the Adam Grohe Quiz Show, you'd be surprised to hear who Jennifer Aniston totally rejected. I'm Adam Grohe, host of Cash Cab Canada. I'm also a stand-up comic. You've seen me on Comedy Central's Premium Blend, but not on my YouTube channel because that episode was restricted and I couldn't post it there. You can find me on Twitter and Facebook and AdamGrohe.com, though. This is my daily trivia podcast of the Adam Grohe Quiz Show. I'm going to give you some details on how you can win cash out of my pocket live on stage. Courtney Cox was originally asked to play Rachel Green on the TV show Friends, but she read the first few scripts and she liked the character Monica Geller better. You see, at the time, 1994, she was the most famous of the Friends stars, so that's a call she could make, right? I mean, after all, she had been in Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark music video, which in 1985 landed her a commercial for Tampax, in which she became the first person on U.S. television to use the word period to refer to menstruation. Anyway, as they say, the rest is history. And it's Jennifer Aniston who has become an even more sought-after star than Courtney Cox, who's no slouch herself, so that's saying something. In fact, Jennifer Aniston went on to be named the sexiest woman of all time. That's according to Men's Health magazine in 2011. Apparently not according to Brad Pitt. In order to play Rachel on Friends, Jennifer Aniston turned down a regular cast member role on what show? Jennifer Aniston, cast as Rachel on Friends, but turned down a regular cast member role on what show to do it? Was it A, The Real Housewives of Brad Pitt? B, Brattlestar Galactica? Very fun to say. C, SpongeBob SquarePants? Even more fun to say. Or D, Saturday Night Live? If she had joined the cast of SNL that season, she would have worked with Adam Sandler, Mike Myers, David Spade, but not necessarily Sarah Silverman, because it looks to me like Silverman got the job Jennifer totally rejected. Play the Adam Grohe Quiz Show online anytime at adamgrohequizshow.com, where you can also check for dates for the live version of my show, which features stand-up comedy and your chance to win cash out of my pocket as a contestant on stage. I'm at the Randolph Theatre in Toronto on June 8th with the quiz show. Before then, I'm doing some straight-ahead stand-up at Absolute Comedy in Toronto starting this week, April 11th. Hey, thanks for playing the Adam Grohe Quiz Show.